Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
We have plenty of great horse racing to look forward to over the course of the weekend. Some high class animals on show, so a lot to look forward to. And here's where we say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, how are you keeping?
Hello, Barry. Nice to meet yourself. How are you keeping?
Very well. Looking forward to this weekend's action. I think it's the real starting point for National Hunt racing. It really gets off from this weekend on. Down Royal, always a very important fixture.
Yes, the first grade one of the year, indeed, Barry. Now the Ladbrokes Champion Chase. Used to be Jane Moyne Nicholson Chase for many years. Always a good race, this 3 miles. And no exception tomorrow with nine high-class runners, has to be said. I suppose Gordon Elliott does seem to have a stranglehold on the race with five runners declared. A lot of interest here in presenting Percy, of course, formerly trained by Pat Kelly and winner of the RSA Chase at Cheltenham in 2018. Has ran in the last two Gold Cups and has switched to Gordon Elliott now over the summer months. It's going to be his first run for him. Interesting that Dennis O'Regan is actually booked to ride him. I think this is a jockey that will really suit him because he's the type of horse that likes to be held up. And I'm sure he's going to run a very good race here, although Gordon Elliott has said that, you know, he's probably going to need to run. He's going to saddle probably the likely favourite in Delta Work, winner of the Leopardstown two grade ones at Leopardstown last Christmas and last February, the Irish Gold Cup last February. And then ran a reasonable race, I thought. Probably wasn't as good as normal, but it's only fifth. Album photo in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Maybe things didn't work out for him at Cheltenham, but he is a high class horse, and with Jack Kennedy rushing back from injury to ride him, I think he's going to take all the beating tomorrow. Other horses with chance though, Noel Mead is having a good run at the moment, and his Snow Falcon and Tute Per Me both have a good chance. I think Snow Falcon will probably struggle over the 3 mile trip, and maybe Tute Per Me, who was second at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago, must have a chance. Gordon has another good chance in the race for a horse called The Storyteller, certainly in good form of late, and should go well. While Henry Dram had his two here, Back of the Flow and Chris's Dream. Chris's Dream, of course, winner of the Tritown Chase last year and could go well under Robbie Power. So a fascinating racing prospect. I do think Delta Work is probably good enough to win, but it should set us up nicely for some of the big chases during the over the next couple of months. A lot to look forward to, as you say.
Yeah, one of the races of the weekend for sure. Anything else stand out in Down Royal tomorrow, Martin?
Well, yeah, I think it should really be a Gordon Elliott day. I mean, this is the meeting that he does extremely well at. And, of course, Sam Crow is the big one in the 3 o'clock, the Left Construction Limited Chase, grade 2 race over 2 mile and 3. And Sam Crow, you know, everybody remembers him winning at Cheltenham last year. Such a tremendous race against the likes of Mellon and Faheen. What a great race that was for the Maris Chase. And I think Sam Crow, while he's disappointed people in the past, he is a high-class horse at his best. I think they've kind of given up going 3 miles now. I think 2.5 is his best. And he will be expected to win this. Funny though, he has a rating of 160 at the moment, and that's the same rating as Easy Game, Willie Munz's. And due to conditions of the race tomorrow, Easy Game gets 2 pounds off Samco, which could be important. The other horse in the race, Size and Patsy and Battle Over the N, would have a bit to do to beat these two. I think Samco, you'd be hoping that he wins here, but Easy Game is fresh from a good win at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago, and he certainly will put it up to Samco. He'll have to be near his best to win this one. The other a very interesting race, I think, on the card, the 150, the WKD handicap hurdle, a big 2 mile handicap hurdle with lots of chances here, 18 runners, and the winner of 2 years ago, Golden Spear of Tony Martin, won the race 2 years ago. He can run off the same mark now. He's been running okay on the flat. He has probably been at his best, but I wouldn't be surprised if he ran very well. But the one I do fancy here is Willie Munz's Getaway Gorgeous. Just got touched off at the Stole last time by a horse called Drop the Anchor. The two of them run again against each other tomorrow. I just think Getaway Gorgeous, with more racing experience behind her now, she just might be able to exact her revenge and Drop the Anchor. Others with chance are the likes of Wolf Prince for Gavin Granwell, who was a good 4-year-old last year, and also another one called Shoemaker for Paul Trainer, who finished third in the race last year. So very wide open contest. I think Getaway Gorgeous could win it for Willie Mullins. Gardner should win the first with Quick City, as looks a very decent horse. But later on the card, he's got a good chance in the 3:35 horse called Paranoid, winner of a hurdle last time at Galway under Davy Russell. Jack Hendy takes over now. He looks very well treated in that handicap chase at 3:35.
Yeah, some cracking action to look forward to there at Down Royal on Saturday. We might start with our local meeting in Cork on Sunday, Martin, the Paddy Power Cork Grand National Handicap Chase to feature on the programme. Just reading a good article there from our own Jordan McCarthy earlier today, where he was speaking to James DeLay, who is hopeful of a big run from Rocky Silver, and I know he'll be hoping there will be plenty of rain over the next day or so for that horse.
Well, it looks like he's going to get his wish indeed, and certainly Rocky Silver has to be one for a shortlist here. He's got a very good chance. He'd love the trip of 3.5 miles, and he jumps very well. He had a good season last season. He's gone up a little bit in the weights, but Conor Ork takes a valuable £5 off his back, and he's certainly one for the shortlist here, of which there could be lots of horses in with chances. Gordon Elliott runs Gun Digger, who finished fourth in the Ulster National last year when last seen action. He must have a bit of a chance. Others with chances will be the last year's winner, the Gate Checker, for Michael Horgan. He's only £6 up on last year. He's kind of a funny horse, the Gate Checker. He either runs very well or very badly. You kind of know your fate early, but if he travels well for Mark Walsh, he's got a very big chance in the JP McManus colours. Other ones with chances, definitely Bay Hill, I think, for Powery Coach, although the trip might be a bit of a problem. But one outsider with a chance in a horse called Ah Little Luck of Tom Gibney's. He certainly will have loved this 3.5 mile trip and must have a big chance. The winner 2 years ago, Out Sam, comes back again under Jack Kennedy. He's £6 lower now, but his recent form isn't great, you'd have to say. And one towards the bottom could be interesting. Ronald McNally's the trigger. He definitely has a bit of a chance on the pick of his form. And Dennis O'Regan takes the mount there of 10-3. The one who's going to tip up, though, is No Me's the Caddy Rose. Second at Gordon Park last time. Useful mare, this one. No Me continues in tremendous form along with Sean Flanagan, jockey. And I think this one has a very solid each way chance of what should be a very, very competitive 19-runner field.
Yeah, it's always a great card in Cork on that Sunday. It usually attracts a very big crowd. We'll be all watching it from home this year, and I would imagine there's some other good races on the card as well.
Yeah, the novice hurdle over 3 miles is going to be a real test of stamina here, and Ray Cody's Fleming's Dream with Rachel Blackmore only has 10-9 to carry, must have a big chance here. Second at Killarney last time to a useful animal. I think over this extended 3 miles, this one has a good chance with the lightest weight to be carried. Ragnar Lodbrok in the same race for Gordon Elliott was good winner of Galway last time and must come into calculations, while Darren's Hope for Robert Murphy was also a good winner last time at Bannerob and won't have any problem with the distance. In the 2:46 race, the novice chase, Captain CJ was a good winner of the 10-up chase at Navan last February, but because of that he has to give £8 to most of his rivals here, and that could be beyond him on his first run of the season. The shunter for Emmett Mullins, good winner at Punchtown last time, certainly going places here, while Rapid Response for Jessica Harrington and Home by the Lee for Joseph Bryan are two others with chances. The one who's going to tip up, though, is Foxy Jacks, father first time over fences, but then made no mistake at Cork a couple of weeks ago when winning quite comfortably. I think with Philip Enright on board, he might be good enough to win that 2:46 event. One horse that should certainly win, a horse everybody's talking about at the moment, Barry, is a horse called The Real Deal for Rona McNally and Maxine O'Sullivan. This one rode her to victory last Tuesday, punched on absolutely both today, and has to be said, under £5 penalty there, he looks a certainty in that 2 mile race to 3:53. Now 2 miles might be a bit short for him, but he's so much in hand. He's gone up about £24 in the ratings, but he only has to carry an extra 5 here by the conditions of the race, and Maxine O'Sullivan should be able to guide him to a very comfortable victory. He's certainly a horse to watch out for. But in the last race, I was impressed by Powerful Out when winning last time at Tramore. Just might be good enough to beat the likely favourite Brooklyn Glory for William Mullins and his son Patrick. I think Powerful Out, though, for John Kiley, could be one there to collect the bacon there for punters in the last race to 4:25.
Yeah, Powerful Out certainly looks another exciting horse for Dungarvan trainer John Kiley. We'll move on to Nace as well on Sunday. Anything catch the eye over the course of the card, which gets underway at 12:30?
Yeah, an excellent card indeed. The ground's going to be very soft. We're heading towards the end now, I suppose. Nace next Saturday week is the last meeting on the turf, and it looks like Colin Keane's going to be champion jockey again. He's about 6 or 7 ahead of Shane Foley, and both of them are going to America next weekend to ride in the Breeders' Cup. So it looks like Colin Keane will be champion again. But in the 2 o'clock race, the Atesi Stakes, at the feature event, I do like a horse here called Silk Forest for Paddy Toomey. She hasn't been at her best this season, but I do think the soft ground will certainly suit her. She was a good winner of this card last year when she absolutely bolted up over a mile. This 7-4 trip will suit her. Billy Lee on board, there's an awful lot to like about her. The English one here with Tanks has a good chance for William Haggis and Chris Hayes, second at Goodwood last time. Well, Aidan O'Brien relies on So Wonderful, which should run its usual honest race, but I do think Silk Forest will take plenty of beating. In the Glen Cairn Stakes at 1:30, definitely like the chances of Salt and Stall here for Adrian McGuinness. This one was 25-1 when bolting in at Limerick last time. He loves the heavy ground, he really does. He's a totally different horse once the rain comes, and with the rain forecast for the weekend, this one has a very good chance under Gavin Ryan. The danger looks to be Laugh If You Want for Colin Keane, and his father Jerry just got beaten at Leopardstown last time, while Willie McCreary's Opponent Plays was a group winner last time at Gordon Park and must have a decent chance. Other races definitely would be worth talking about. The 3:05 the names jack for John Kiley was a governor at Leperstown last weekend, has top weight now though, up 9 pounds with Mikey Sheehy claiming 7, would have a good chance again, but down towards the bottom possibly Ivy Avenue for Jim Bulger could go well there at a bit of a price. But in the very last race, the maiden, a good few horses with chances here. I think Lord Park has a good chance for McAlford and Rowan Whelan, but the one to beat is definitely a horse called Beyond Happy for the inform stable of Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning. Jim, of course, and Kevin combined to win the big race at Doncaster last weekend, but Max Sweeney, I think this Beyond Happy could be another winner for them in that 3:40 race.
Yeah, so plenty to look forward to there. Over three great meetings over the course of the weekend. Martin, what are the best bets over the Saturday and Sunday period?
Well, I do think in the big race tomorrow at Downright, I do have a lot of time for Delta Work. I think he's got a really good chance and could be the one there. But I like Getaway Gorgeous in that handicap hurdle at 150. Cork on Sunday, lots of horses in the chance here. So I'd be happy enough to go along with the Caddy Rose in the 320. I think that one has a very, very good chance. Well, I do like the look of Fleming Stream then in the 215 with Rachel Blackmore. And at the Nace then, certainly would like the chances of Silk Forest in that 2 o'clock race. The ground certainly should be in our favour. Well, I'll take a chance on Salt and Stall in the 1:30 as well. Again, ground very much in his favour and could be another winner for Adam McGuinness.
We'll be keeping a close eye on them. Martin, many thanks once again for taking time out to speak to us on the programme. Enjoy the racing and hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
Mind yourself, Barry. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.